أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had admonished, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warned the believers that when you hear any form of scandal, then you should say to yourself that ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا, that it is not befitting for us to speak about such things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's second advice is that أن تعود لمثله أبدا, that this happened once on one occasion and it should never occur again. In ayah number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expounds for you the ayat, the verses or the signs. Many of the commentators here have stated that ayat is in the sense or in the meaning of the law or the commandments or directions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expounded the law, which is known as the Haddul Qadhaf, and that is for accusing a chaste person of having committed zina or adultery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the implementation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed the implementation of the law of zina in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to those that had committed it. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expounded these laws. And again, we repeat this, they were few and far apart in the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created these incidents to occur so that the ummah will learn a lesson and the ummah will have the knowledge of implementation of these hudud and penal laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Wallahu alimun hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the repercussions that these type of allegations have on the individual, the families of the individual or those who are close. Allah also knows the repercussions that these have in communities and societies, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah has the knowledge, and hakim, Allah is all wise, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the severity of the crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the law to deal with such criminals and such people that have leveled these allegations against those who committed zina or those themselves that committed zina. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, certainly those who desire, who love that scandal of indecency is spread amongst those who have iman, those who believe. Lahum adabun alimun, for them is a painful punishment. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this material world also and in the hereafter. That they are those people, like we found Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he had this desire to spread the scandal. He loved to create mischief amongst people, he loved to create corruption amongst people, instability, and especially against our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. And this is in actual fact the result of the illness and the sickness of the heart. That when the heart is ill and the heart is sick, then a person cannot stay in a stable society. A person has to create problems within a society. One has to create problems between people. One would like to see other people hurt. Sometimes it is the result of jealousy that will create this. Sometimes it is the result of hatred that will create this. So all this is in actual fact the sickness of the heart, that a person will love to have these scandals, and one would like to circulate these scandals, or for that matter even create these scandals. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it happens, they do it amongst the believers. Lahum adabun alimun, for them is a painful punishment. Some have also went as far as explaining that when people begin to spread these scandals, some people do it in this way, this time we do it in, or it's done in the media, in the newspaper, because people have to earn a living also, so they will create these scandals and they will spread these scandals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His knowledge also has warned us about one very important aspect within the confines of this ayat, and that is that when the scandal of indecency become general and people begin to generalize it, people begin to speak about indecencies and level these allegations against others, even if it is not done, when the talk about it becomes general, then what happens is, then the crime itself is looked very, is not looked as severe as it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People trivialize it, and when people trivialize it, it becomes very easy for people to embark upon these type of sins. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is a painful punishment in this dunya. We spoke about the 80 lashes, wal akhirah, and in the hereafter, and that is if they did not make tawbah and seek repentance from Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you do not know. The world around can say that these are barbaric laws, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of the consequences and the repercussions that it has, not only on the individuals, but the community and the society. And oh man, you do not have knowledge about it, so you can continue ranting with regards to it being barbaric, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the ideal society in the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that was the society of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Walawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuh, and if it was not for the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy upon you, then obviously you would have been totally destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, had granted respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed those who make tawbah to make tawbah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved this community, and that was also because of the barakah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anna allaha ra'ufur rahim, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. And because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness and Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy this ummah at the time when the scandal was created against our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.